Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I just want to take the rest of that backyard that's covered by a tin roof. And rusted. Rusted is a good word.
Before you go in, how do you protect that instrument?
A cold shower, followed by a hot shower, followed by green tea, followed by a diet Sprite, followed by two hard-boiled eggs. Suki gives me a throat massage.
Who?
Yes, my housekeeper.
Okay.
And then
Rodrigo
gently,
is gone?
Rodrigo is good. And then I gargle with castor oil.
Oh, no.
Wayne Newton saying that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Very funny moment before the show today on the Mike O'Mara Show up in D.C. Oscar lives in town and comes up the road a little bit. Rob lives way out in the burbs in a town called Leesburg, which he's spoken about often. And Rob is very, very rarely late. Oscar is chronically late. And that's always a fun dynamic when Rob Spiewak is late because Rob's coming from the outer burbs, very far away. And today you were hit with it. What was the problem with the traffic today?
Just volume. There was no reason for it, and that's what drives me crazy. It was
more people.
Yeah, it wasn't sunshine delays. It wasn't rainy. It wasn't anything.
So Pony took a different route, and he got here earlier. It's all on decision. What app do you use to get here?
It is. It's called Oscar Santana app.
Oh, okay. That should be delisted. Delisted.
Pony, were you aware of the volume level of traffic today?
No, but we go two very different ways. You take the toll road, right?
I do.
Yeah, and I come in on 66, which are roughly parallel, but they're far enough apart that you could have a very different flow.
Well, and I also, many, many times when I was making the trip in from man-ass Virginia, yes. I would blast all the way over to Rob's Road to avoid traffic on Pony's Road.
Right.
Because usually it's 66 going in. And by the way, for a major metropolitan area, you got a lot of roads that are two lanes.
Yeah. I know.
Hundreds of thousands of human beings to come into work because they didn't think about it.
Infrastructure, Mike.
When they put the infrastructure in, they never really thought about it. And then when you had the rubber stamping of development out in the further out burbs of Washington, D.C., it was never about creating infrastructure for people. It was about greasing the hands of politicians and making money based on, and I remember it.
Of course. This
is so important to point out. The corruption in Northern Virginia was so extensive that I remember the committee member, not a committee, he was a town commissioner, a county commissioner. And I think his
wore
name.
Wore a top hat.
I'm trying to think
Sir
of what
Topham
his name.
Sir Topham Hat was his
I'm
name.
Not going to give the name because I'm not sure 100% of what it is. But he invested.
Kaczynski.
In a major, major plot of Head. Farmland that was immediately overnight turned into development land where they put a grocery store and a shopping mall and a Best Buy and all that stuff.
It's
and
the
made
same story.
Millions of dollars.
A million times. The same thing happened when they built the current stadium that the Redskins play in.
Yeah.
They built what was to be a state-of-the-art stadium. It wasn't. It had no way to get to it except for about
they
two
didn't
roads.
Care.
But they didn't care because everyone bought the season
tickets.
It's
about developing the land and not about people down here.
Your people did shut down the Disney thing, though. Remember the Disney
they did.
Thing?
And then what happened? 10,000 homes.
Homes, that's right.
By Toll Brothers came out there.
Sure
and
like that tax money, huh?
You know, the thing about it was, what was that?
It would have been nice to have that tax income in Virginia.
Disney would dodge it.
In the long run, there are many people, and I'll never know the truth about this, that said it would have been a better scenario had Disney used the land.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm inclined to agree with that, as opposed to home,
Colonial
home.
Mickey. I mean, no, yeah, who wouldn't want to see
it
that?
It was Civil War, Mickey, be fair.
What was it called? Disney something.
America's.
Disney's
America.
You're right. And yeah, it was to be
Disney's
Civil War themed, I believe.
And then so afterward, this was all so fixed because they fought the development out there. And then as soon as Disney was voted out, they brought in massive home development.
I thought
and it was
colonial,
just incredible.
Not Civil War.
It never occurred
it was Civil
to
War.
Me.
Civil War.
You know, it never occurred to me. Maybe the
years
reason
later.
Maybe the reason Disney got shut down is because the people with the real money were behind getting them out
absolutely
of there to build their houses. That's it.
One could do it. Rob, let's yeah do an investigative journalist
yes
enterprise.
There was a mouse
the
in the
Michael
house
Mara
and
show
they wanted to get it out.
That's right.
Yeah. And there were there's been a
F
lot written
the duck
about it, you know. But I remember wealthy families
Pony, do some research
getting involved with fighting Disney. But then it seemed like overnight, once again, that as soon as Disney was gone, the massive home developers came in.
Right.
And there was nothing they could do to stop it. And I lived right there.
Yep.
I lived there
you
when
in the
that
thick
was
of it
all happening.
Yeah.
Maddie, do you remember in the 80s when your father fought the Disney Corporation for coming into Buffalo?
Oh, yeah. It was a big deal. It was a big part of his campaign.
They were going to build like some sort of a Disney-themed Buffalo wing resort, right, in the middle
yeah
of town?
Yeah,
Disney's
our own wing.
Disney's wing.
Disney's wing. But anyway, Rob was late today. But Oscar does have a point. So when you have that, because you're a creature of habit.
No,
I
use
nothing.
I use Waze every day. And Waze,
but how often do you not take the toll road?
Anytime Waze suggests that I don't. And actually, today I checked between Waze on the toll road and coming in Route 7, and Waze was 7 minutes faster.
What about Route 66, which Waze would never tell you?
Well, we
what
see
about going all the way?
So I think Waze is broken.
I go massively out of my way to avoid traffic sometimes. I will add time.
This is actually, I'm happy we're talking about this.
Yeah.
When my brother was in town the other day and I had to race him down to Fairfax, he said, Waze says this, Waze says that. I said, Waze is broken in D.C. I think people are feeding it bad information. So
Waze
they
says, buy a Volvo for less money.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what? I know where, Mike, and one day
what?
I'll tell you.
Buy for less. That's our new motto, Mike. Yes.
We're not gonna let anybody
oh,
know
no
until,
no,
until
we know.
We know we can.
We know we can.
The witching okay hour.
So we're driving down. He's like, no. I said, I'm telling you. In the last 3 months, Waze has been broken because I feel people are pushing buttons to let people not go down that road.
Oh, they're using it selfishly.
Yeah.
And the software updates for other map apps, Google Maps and what have you, are improving.
I went Google Maps, and I know that Google owns Waze. Try Google Maps sometimes.
All right.
But most importantly, if you're going to be late, just tell us early. Don't tell us at like 8:50, 8:55. Let us know around like 8:40. Just
okay, is that
gives us a little more time?
That's what works for you.
Prepare schedule wise.
Okay. I have the record of it here. Let me go on into. Let me shut him down for you.
No. Mike, okay. You don't go. You want to talk if
at
you have.
Okay, we start the show. We tape the show at 9 a.m. at 8:21. 40 minutes prior to showtime.
But Mike, he has
Rob,
a point.
Rob notified all.
If you have chest pains, go to a heart specialist. Go to the person who knows how to be late for advice. So what's the optimal time?
Because I always do it at 8:40. That's the joke.
No, the best thing would be.
No, you do it at like 8:55.
8:58.
Okay, Mike, I want to paint you. Let me tell
Uber's
you.
Uber's driver's late.
Yeah, let me tell you another story. When you hear bing, bing, and you pick up your phone and it's 8:57. This Uber driver is killing me.
Yes.
Sorry, gentlemen.
Well, if I had my own vehicle.
See, it's Uber driver that I just called. All right.
Hey.
But anyway.
I look at the stars.
I understand.
Yes.
We could talk about this all day long, but let's not talk about traffic
because
we've got some business to take care of in the mailbag this week. By the way, you can send Rob a letter, a card,
anytime,
a gift, anything you
a
want.
Gift.
Just, send it to Rob with 2Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. And this one jumped right out at me, right on the cover page here.
Yes.
Dear Commissioner Masiello.
Oh, snap. She loves
fighting
being
words
mentioned.
Please assert your authority over the show's football bet. By the way, we'll have the reviews of the football bets today. The original bet was a per-week bet of $50 to be paid to the guy who picked the most games correctly that week.
Yes.
But to hear Mike, Rob, and Oscar talk, one would think the bet was $850 paid to the guy who had the most correct picks over the entire regular season. No.
No?
Well, hold on. That is a crappy bet because if one gambler gets a decided lead, it will, at some point, be mathematically impossible to catch him. And if Mike is the guy with no chance to win, He'll get cranky, and I don't blame him. Please remind the gentlemen of their original terms. If the guys want to wait until the end to pay off the week-by-week bet for convenience, that's fine. But you need to keep score of the weeks and the money won and lost each week. Okay, I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
Does he have a valid point there where at the end of the season we will tally up who won each week?
No.
Is that what we're doing? I thought it was a season-long bet.
It was a season-long bet. His idea was put on the table.
Yeah, we actually discussed this.
And we declined. And I know the commissioner will back us up, right?
Yeah, you got to listen harder. And we're all about high stakes here, right?
Right.
So that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah.
A big pot at the end.
Big, huge pile of money.
Mike should like this because he doesn't need to catch up to Oscar in total season picks to win the current week. Every week, he will have a new chance to win. And no one will have to pay the whole $850 unless they lose every weekly bet. I'm counting on you, Commissioner Yantas Usados, Damon Ridley of Durwood, Maryland.
Oh, Durwood.
I would like
Maryland
to
guy.
Take this letter and propose that we modify the modification. So I realize it was put on the table as a winner take all sweepstakes.
Yes.
But I would like to say at the end of the season, and this is for everybody's financial benefit, that we add up the weeks and then the money is distributed based on the weeks with more money going to I know you don't want to do that, but hold on. What do you think of that, Rob?
I think that's a great idea.
All right. That's because otherwise, I don't
even
know what
this is.
This
is why we can't do this then.
But Oscar does have a point.
If anybody else was in this position, and I know people are yelling at the radio because we had this conversation
and
this was on the table.
Absolutely did.
And you, Mike O'Mara, find the tape. You were most adamant about.
No, I'm not disputing that.
Most adamant about the high stakes at the end of the season.
But I'm not disputing that.
I had a terrible week this week, by the way.
But I mean, I know that we were discussing that. I'm asking. That's why I'm not trying to say.
I think that while the people that are in second place and third, namely you and I don't know exactly how it falls out.
I think now I'm in second place.
But it really isn't fair because that's not how the game was laid out. Now, the occasional side bet, like
so
we
had. So it's a winner-take-all sweepstakes.
Yeah, and I think it was last week we had the $20 side bet. We can still do that
and
occasionally.
I have thought of a new side bet to do every week that doesn't even involve money.
Oh, my God.
Share.
Look at this.
Oh, I like that. What is it? Or do you want to wait until your segment?
Let's wait until we do the pick.
That's a value. That's a nice little teaser.
All right, well, sounds like I got voted down on that one. We'll find out shortly. We're going to do that in the first break.
Pick last night.
And by the way, I didn't look at anything.
Terrible.
I didn't look at anything, so I have no idea.
Oh, you guys are pretty good.
I won't. All right, don't. I won't know until Maddie comes
in. I don't know that for sure.
Next letter. Hear ye. The one and only John Cooper turned 29 yesterday. Cooper. Every day is a 10 when you're living the dream. Only smiles. Best, Ken. That's his dad.
This is the brevity of that.
It was
dad.
Very short. Brian Dosh writes, and I quote, so this may be a typo, "You guys make men laugh so much and make bad days brighter. Thanks, guys."
You see, I think what he meant was you make
unsigned.
I think it's you make me laugh, but it came out as you make men laugh.
We make men laugh. Well,
we make
about
men
that
laugh.
They like still care about that at WJFK.
Speech and text, Mike. Speech
make
text.
Men laugh.
And that's Brian Dosh who wrote that. That's not unsigned.
Oh, Brian Dosh is not unsigned. I'm sorry.
All right. That's all right.
Cindy Hirsch has this to offer. A question for Rob. I am researching family history and have a great uncle, Jack Spiewak. His son, Jack Lamar, nee Lamar Spiewak, was a DJ in Camden, New Jersey and Philadelphia in the late 50s, early 60s. And of course, there was a Joel A. Spiewak, here in Washington. Any relation to the Spiewaks? If any of this rings a bell, would love to hear from you. Thanks. Editor's note. Jack Lamar, fast facts. In 1948, he completed a course in radio and drama at the Bessie V. Hicks School of Drama in Philadelphia. His classmates included Charles Bronson and Jack Klugman. Jack retired in 1988 and passed away in April 2006 at the age of 80. On Friday, November 18th, 2011, Jack Lamar was inducted posthumously into the Broadcast Pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame.
Want to hear his reel?
Sure, let's listen to
Jack Lamar.
Oh, it's not Jack because he's dead, but it's a gentleman who's a man who's had a few cigarettes talking about Jack Lamar.
Jack Lamar was a jack of all trades at WCAM Radio in Camden. From 1948 through 1980, he served as morning drive desk jockey, worked in news, sports, sales,
sorry, I hit the wrong button.
And became program director.
Sorry, we can't hear
no relation.
About him.
No relation.
Sorry about that. I terribly sorry.
Does that guy own a bowling alley?
No, he doesn't, but I love the fact that the name rhymes. Jack Spiewak.
Jack Spiewak.
Next letter says, hello there. I would like to request a birthday greeting to my very special lady, Marianne. We've been together for 42 years and married for 39 of them.
Wow.
You were kind enough to share birthday greetings for my sons, John and Nicholas, a couple of years ago. Actually, the first attempt was bungled by that pothead. He got their names wrong in the mailbag.
Oh, my God.
But Rob took care of it and got it right the following year. We talking about Adrian?
No, Mike, remember, I didn't always prepare the mailbag.
Who prepared the mailbag?
I wrote it.
I got the names wrong.
She deserves a little special greeting. I really do. I have a very, very good ability to pull that curtain when I walk through it.
I bungled
it. And
not
look back.
Walking the
cat. She deserves a little special greeting for all that she does. Caregiver for her mom, works with Special Olympics, takes care of our family and finances. Anyway, her birthday was on the 20th, but I cannot tell you her age. She is a little depressed that she is turning 60.
That's funny.
That's funny. That's funny. I thought a little light greeting from a great group of guys would cheer her up, and thank you for all you do. That comes to us from Jeff. And what's her name again? Do we have her name? Marianne.
Huh?
Marianne. All right. Happy birthday to Marianne. Ready? One, two, three. Happy birthday, Marianne. Happy Marianne. 60.
Not plus. Ginger.
Not Skipper. Skipper!
I don't know how I got the names wrong.
Okay.
Right.
All right. All right, all right. Moving right along. Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. My older brother Ryan Neach began his douchebag 30s on October 18th. He's been a fan since the Don and Mike days. He used to listen to the whole show in his room during the summer, and he would play segments through his auxiliary cord during any car trip and would listen to the show as he went to sleep. Ryan and I started sharing a room when he was an irritable 20-year-old, and I was a S for Brains 13-year-old, a recipe for success. At first, we were at each other's throats, like we had been for most of our lives. However, over time, the Mike O'Mara Show brought us together. It started with sharing laughs on our bunk beds, which led to inside jokes that made the rest of the family look at us in pure confusion. That brings me joy.
That's pretty great. I like bunk beds, too.
I want to say thank you from the both of us and from the rest of our family. I seriously do not know if Ryan and I would be on speaking terms without your show. My favorite letter of the month. Ryan is now a high school English teacher and a lifetime New York Giants fan. Go Blue. They suck this year. The family wants Ryan to know we love him and appreciate him. My brother is a good man, but I was curious if you had any advice for someone going into their DB30s. Thanks for everything. Zach Neach. I don't think that the Neaches have anything to worry about going into their DB30s or not. I love this letter. This letter made me happy. Thank you, Neaches. Zach and Ryan, fantastic.
May I
letter.
Add something, but please?
Oscar
yeah, please.
Would like to add, so this could get bad. Who knows?
When you swipe right or swipe left, is he married or not married? Is single?
I have no idea.
All right, whatever you do, sir, whatever you do, always erase your history.
Yes.
That's all you have to remember, and you'll be okay.
And if you still have bunk beds, upgrade to sleep number bunk beds.
I just had a picture of Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
The Step Brothers.
Yeah, I totally did when they collapsed the bunk bed. That's still, you know, by the way, when you're trying to get audio clips for radio shows,
yeah.
I'm sure you hear that on 1,000 radio because that is just constant.
It's
not that funny, but it's funny.
Well, it has the Ferrell factor.
Exactly. Hey, TMOS. My dad, Jim, is a longtime listener dating back to the Don and Mike days. For the last decade or so, my dad and I have taken an annual weekend trip from our home in Bakersfield, California, to fabulous Las Vegas during the drive. He always plays the TMOS podcast. These are the drives that introduced me to the show. I am now an everyday listener, which is great because this year we are making our annual Las Vegas trip for the 10th anniversary show.
Oh, yay! Fantastic.
My dad's 59th birthday is this Thursday, and in honor of our upcoming trip, I was hoping Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton, could wish my dad, Jim, a happy 59th birthday. Thank you. Looking forward to seeing you guys in November, James. Okay, so let me see my dad. My dad, so this is James, and his dad is Jim.
Exactly.
So it might be, you know, might be Jim Jr. I'm not, not really sure, but let's see if we can bring Wayne in here. Wayne, can you come in here? Is Wayne out back? Yeah, no, here he comes.
There
you go. All right, here comes Wayne.
James and Jim, is that what we're talking about?
Yes,
Mr. Newton.
Jim is the dad, Wayne.
It is early.
Donk and Shane.
Sound good.
Donk and Shane.
Roughly 6:40 where you're at.
It, Jim and James, I just hope they come out to the Zappos Theater, and enjoy the 10th anniversary celebration of TMOs. It should be fantastic for everybody.
Wayne, yes. Before you go.
My throat's killing me today. What?
Before you go, Wayne, how do you protect, do you protect that instrument?
A cold shower, followed by a hot shower, followed by green tea, followed by a diet Sprite, followed by two hard-boiled eggs. Suki gives me a throat massage.
Who?
Yes, my housekeeper.
Okay.
And then
Rodrigo is gone?
Rodrigo is going, and then I gargle with castor oil.
Oh, no.
Wayne Newton saying happy birthday to Jim and the door shut. They open that again.
Oh,
peeking my head in. Castor oil.
Goodbye, Wayne.
He's good.
Always
people.
Come to rehearsal. Finally, a note from Fred Vigdor, saxophonist for the Average White Band. Hey, guys, Ari Monday's Audio Vault. Per your interest, Kenny G plays the soprano sax.
Ah. Oh,
that's simple. Okay. By the way, the funniest thing about that clip you played is the look on the other musicians' faces. Editor's note, the video clip is on the TMOS Facebook page, and Rob has the audio because I know you want to hear it again. All right, this is a great clip from the Audio Vault, and Rob talks about a good piano player and a bad soprano sax player. Let's listen.
You know, there are times that he gets so close.
All right, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
He's hitting notes.
Yes.
So technically he's hitting notes. I would love on the Yak Shack musician or a letter or it, just send
someone
me a PM,
doesn't weigh
matter.
In.
Yeah.
I would like somebody to explain how someone who can actually play the instrument and has been trained to play the instrument, how something like this happens without a correction musician. Obviously he never gets out of the key. Is that what
it is? And also I have this second as a follow up question, if I may. Is he even in tune with himself?
Is the instrument tuned?
Yeah, because it seems to be just sour no matter what. Because he gets close. There are times that he gets very close. So I don't know what's going on. Fred, if you could weigh in on that, I'd appreciate it because you're
thank
one of
you,
the best.
Fred. And, thank you for the letters. And thank you to the United States of America. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All the holidays are pretty good. Grew up in the sticks in Maine. Halloween, that was great. Trick-or-treating my ass. The houses are 5 miles apart. Like running a marathon with a costume on. Every couple of miles, there's a guy with a cup of water with some M&Ms in it.
Keep running, Batman. Keep running.
People from Maine will tell you that they're telling you. Have you noticed that? Gee, it's pretty cold out there tonight. I'm telling you. Well, yeah. You're looking at me and everything. I hope you're telling me. Everybody in Maine has a truck, too. We have a truck, or we know someone that has a truck. That's right. Anybody in this room can have a truck down here in 5 minutes if we needed one.
Oh, absolutely.
I could say, I got to move this microphone stand. Well, I'll go get my brother's truck. They got to tell you what kind of truck their brother has. My brother got a Ford 250 Lariat, half-ton Chevy, with the woofer of him house on the sidewalker. Oh, I'm telling you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I missed him when he was up in my neck of the woods. They had a they have this one show they do up in the wilds of Maine, and
right.
It's at some sort of fairgrounds. And they start putting these tiny little yard signs out about it for the entire summer. So
really?
I remember a summer of Bob Marley being on these little yard signs. They've had the Doobie Brothers. They've had different. They'll put one little yard sign out, and Bob Marley. I think everyone in the state has seen Bob Marley in concert.
He's sainted. He's sainted in Maine. And also he has like can't remember if it was a painted box truck or a trailer that he has parked prominently in Portland. And it's just there. It's like, hey,
Bob
dude,
Marley.
The Stones are in town.
That truck thing is so spot on. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. From Durwood, Maryland to Clearwater, Kansas, Guffey Hollow, Pennsylvania, Wham Sutter, Wyoming. Did we decide whether it was Sutter or Sutter?
Wham Sutter. Wham Sutter.
Wham Sutter, Wyoming, Colonial Beach, Virginia, and Innsbruck, Austria.
Hello.
I think they've got a ski jump there. Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. I swear to God, I think I've seen
what
it. The holidays are approaching, and you may be thinking about how you're going to save up some extra money. Well, I've got a great way that maybe you haven't thought of. Consolidate your high-interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with LightStream.
Yes. Mm.
Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. This is so much lower than the national average interest rate of over 20% APR for some of those credit cards.
Yeah.
Plus, your LightStream rate is fixed. So, as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. There are no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I love LightStream, and I know you will too. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Thank you.
Do it. It's live, baby. We'll do it live.
Much. We'll do it live.
You know, there's a movie that I actually was on cable maybe a week or two ago that I watched, the Tom Hanks movie with Shelley Long, The Money Pit.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it's really a terrible movie. When you really go back and look at it, it's really a horrible, but it's got a couple of clips where, like, for example, the bathtub falls through the floor and Tom Hanks does the laugh. But the movie itself is just so lazy and so
is
not
it a
funny.
Is it a Spielberg effort?
I have no
idea.
Because
I remember it was a lot of money put in to make essentially a Three Stooges movie.
It was shot like a massive blockbuster.
Yeah.
It's really not good. You know, and where it really loses me is when the work crew arrives. You know, Hollywood tends to make the bad people. I've always thought when you make the bad guys in a comedy, you make them authentic and it makes it funnier. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You make them really, really... There it is. There he is. Bathtub.
Yes.
Right
through the floor.
The thing about it, like, for the greatest example of perfect Hollywood villainy is Dean Wormer.
Yes.
And the actor who played Dean Wormer being cast because he was a legitimate movie villain and in this broad comedy. In The Money Pit, they just kind of like,
they punt it.
There's a couple nice touches. I like that whenever the contractor pulls out, he's playing "I Gotta Be Me" by Sammy Davis Jr. That's a nice touch.
But they make him too broad. Being a dick.
You know what? Another great example of perfect casting is in the movie Strange Brew. They actually have Max von Sydow or Sydow as Brewmeister Smith. They had to blow half the budget to get him. But it makes the movie. Yeah.
But the movie, The Money Pit, reminds me of our man who lives just down the street, they say, in old Georgetown, Washington, D.C. Our man, Oscar Santana, who came into work just the other day and informed all of us that he's got a giant sinkhole in his backyard.
Yes.
Now, you've had it all. You've had rats.
The rats situation. is not under control. As my neighbor said, hey, we got another one, which means.
So the rats aren't gone.
So
no, the rats, I get the impression.
The rats are gone out. They're out of the house.
Well, I get the impression.
But they're still in, like they are, they have settled in D.C.
They just relocate,
yeah.
Waiting to come back.
And it's cold. It's getting colder now.
They'll come
so,
inside.
I am on a thread with my neighbor and my wife and our neighbor, Sam, who is a 10 out of 10. Like, he's just great. But he'll let us know what's what with the population of the rats these days.
So where did
the hole
you know,
come from?
I know, where'd the hole? Okay. And how big is the hole?
So the hole. Okay. Oh God. This is, there's just so many jokes. But this hole was paid for by old Papa Santana, or which is a Papa to me to my, for my wife, because for I think 2.5 years now, we almost 3 years. She claims we haven't had a stove or a kitchen. So,
well, I mean, when you say claim, that means that it's like an allegation, but it's true.
We do have a kitchen and we have 2 hot plates, but not a general stove.
Right.
So I've
somehow this ties into the
yeah,
hole.
Yeah. So we're almost there. She said, what do I have to do to get a kitchen? And I said, well, there's so many things on the list, but one of them is if you start taking the steps, that it's going to take to actually build what we need to build, which is a kitchen. Because, the backside of my house, Mike, is not attached to the main, where the kitchen is not attached to the main structure. Does that make sense?
You know, it's a separate building just built very close to your house?
But it's not part of the main brick structure. It was like an adjunct add-on.
It's an addition.
It's an addition.
Yeah, but it's not a proper addition. It wouldn't be, I guess, if somebody came in and inspected it tomorrow, they would probably say, you got to tear that down. It's not safe.
So, all right, let me, this is hard because
Well, it's a different type of house. It's hard to explain.
I know it's a different type of house. My house in Manassas was a multi-addition home.
Okay.
It started out as a very basic house and then was just carved up with different additions added on. You added on a little living room area. Then you added on a little dining room. Then you added on a massive kitchen, which was the last thing they did. But when you say it's not attached, it is attached to your home. You can walk inside your home from one room to the other,
yes,
but it is
but
an addition.
Only,
see, the way he described it was like going from train car to train car.
Only, it sounded like a shed.
Pony, you have been there.
I have. It's not a shanty. It is an addition.
It is, but it's half an addition because half of it's the backyard and half of it is the actual kitchen. It's a galley kitchen.
Okay, galley kitchen just means it's small, right?
No, it's thin and narrow.
And do you have the land to expand your home and make it a full-size kitchen?
I just want to take the rest of that backyard that's covered by a tin roof and
rusted.
make it into rusted is a good word and make it into the
hey,
kitchen.
I want to expand.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. But not go back. I don't want to go back. I just want to expand the room.
All right. So you've got a little section of this area.
Yes.
And you just want to widen it.
Widen it.
Basically.
Yeah, widen it. Yes.
And if you widen it, you will not only.
I'll have room for a stove.
You'll have room for a legitimate small kitchen.
A small kitchen. Yes.
Stepping up.
So,
yeah.
So now we get to. So I get it.
Yes.
So this is, that's where we leave off.
Structural engineer, you have to hire one to come in to see if it's even possible.
Okay.
And so then you get that done.
Talking a little like Yoda now.
And then,
structural.
Structurally. Yes.
And then when you're done with that, they come in and they're like, all right.
You would make.
What's the next step? He goes, you got to get a soil sample. And I'm like, soil sample for what? How deep your footers have to be in order to build this little wall.
Legit.
And I said, well, how do you usually do it? He goes, Bobcat. And I said, well, there's no Bobcat that's going to get back here because unless it's Bobcat Goldthwait, right? Is he still alive? Who knows?
Yes, he is. Popular director.
Because
now.
They're going to have to use a crane to get a Bobcat back here. That's going to be a fortune.
And this is the smallest house I've ever been in.
It was a terrible Bobcat Goldthwait.
That was a good effort.
That was good.
That
was pretty good. Pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
That's all. Yes. That's all I'm going
to
do.
Hot to Trot, one of my favorite movies.
I'm a director now.
Shakes the Clown.
Okay. All right. So they have to dig a legitimate pit.
By hand. So we call a handful of our friends, including a Tony.
At least we haven't had rain in D.C. for 8 months, so the ground is going to be soft.
A Tony's back is busted, so he's a wonderful listener. So he just could not make this work for him.
Right.
Do you mean you did have a lot of rain, or you didn't?
No, we are so dry right now.
Yeah.
We
bone dry.
Bone right. dry.
Yeah, but it rained this weekend.
Yeah, but that we are still like 8 or 10 inches below the water table. That ground is going to be hard.
Hey, Pony, you want a bone dry?
Yeah, waddle right, doodle.
I'm sorry. Waddle doodle. Very good.
Tin roof.
Yes. So the guy comes. The only guy they can get is a guy that we have to strike a check to that this structural engineer says, this is the best guy, only guy that will work in Georgetown. And we have to give him the check before any work is done.
See, this sounds like the broad story of the money pit.
Yes.
These ridiculously pampered
So my wonderful, beautiful wife comes to me. She goes, I need a check for X amount of dollars, and we need to give it to them tomorrow. And I said, well, are they going to start the work tomorrow? Because you don't usually prepay for these things. This is how you get ripped off.
Right.
And she said, no, this is the way it is. And I said, I don't think that's the way it is.
You write him a check, and he's over at the W Hotel. Buying cocktails.
So I said,
hi, can I help you?
We'll need a check, please.
Tell that guy that the check doesn't go anywhere until and I'm not wrong, right? I'm not wrong that you shouldn't prepay for something that it's not done. Hello.
Maybe half up front.
Yeah, I said, we'll give him a deposit. I'm willing to do that.
Hold on. You skipped from soil sample to contractors. So
no, this is a soil sample guy. This is the process.
You're going through all of this to just find out if your soil can support a structure?
Do you not have a spade?
What's a spade?
You could dig. I mean, how much soil do they need for a sample?
No. I'm saying that it's just a quick thing where you get a guy to come out and say, look,
that's what
this
I would
is
think.
Not even the,
that's
this
what I would
is
think.
Not even the
There's God. Only one or two guys that will do this by hand with their crew. So that they show up. They show up, two guys.
Hello, I'm the Georgetown soil man.
My people, Latinos.
Ah,
right.
Have they got a foreman who's...
only people that actually work.
They have got a foreman, an African-American gentleman who clearly has a grip on the Georgetown market.
Right.
He's there to make sure everything's done. He tells my wife, he says, this is what's going to happen. There's going to be a large hole dug, and we have to find the footers to see how deep we have to dig to actually make this work in the structurally for the kitchen, right? The footers for your neighbors, how deep we have to put the footers for this... What is
so they're going
addition.
To examine what has been built adjacent to determine what is needed for your structure.
All right, I'm confused again because I'm confused during this whole because the, all right. So he is digging a hole in your yard to find out how deep the footers go at the neighbor's house
or the neighbor. So there's so my entire
that doesn't make sense to me.
My
make
entire
sense
width
out
of the backyard. They have to dig the large hole. So it's almost like a booby trap. If they put a tarp over it. And I walk through it.
So it's a trench.
You could catch Winston.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it a trench?
It's a trench. It's
Why
literally
do
a trench.
Why do we have to do this?
This is the, hello. You're talking to the wrong guy. I don't want to do any of this.
Don't they have records? Can't they look at other additions and figure out what is required?
The houses,
and by the way,
are so old, they claim, that they don't have accurate records. So this needs to be done.
So you need to, but where do the neighbors come in? When they're digging a hole in your yard? That's the question I have.
They want, because they're all the houses are touching. They're townhouses.
Well, they're all next to each other.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so they're digging down to like look and see, but won't that
be? On both sides.
On both sides.
On both sides. So that's a like.
So they have to dig a trench, the whole width of your house.
11 feet.
Almost touching the neighbor's house.
Yeah, to find where that is.
Is any of this have to do because it's a historical building?
I don't think so. I think it's just what you have
to
do.
But doesn't it seem that you could almost use like a huge, like the big drill bits they use?
Or that goes and finds, or maybe
the water,
maybe a little microscope camera. Who knows, right?
Boy, it sounds scary. It sounds like you're paying money for stuff you don't
right?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I said, we don't need a stove. Right. Look
Unless,
at this. Big hole in the backyard.
What if the hole reveals a buried treasure?
Oh,
then
we take a break. Do we have to take a break?
We really do. But if right, he does, money ahead.
I'm going to try to. My brain hurts because I'm trying to decipher what's going on here, and I don't know which is harder: the project itself or your explanation of it? Hey, I'm trying to figure out
what's
going on.
I'm living in that world. Imagine how I feel.
I know you are. I know. We'll take
They're both very dangerous, Mike.
We will come back with more of the trench, hole, footer, neighbor. Jesus Christ.
Builder.
God, leave. Just abandon it. We'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Meara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Meara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, shout out to Toddy, who actually emailed me last week.
Where is
and
he?
He's wondering if there's any applications available at or any openings at Podcast Village.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I told him that his name is on file.
I love to see that.
Very good.
Yes.
Hi, Toddy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo.
Yes.
How would you like a subscription box for your kids that helps them change the world? Say hello to KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates cool projects for kids to make learning about this particular activity, STEAM. Now, what is STEAM, you might ask? STEAM is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Michael loves his. Each box is designed by experts, tested by kids. It has all the supplies needed for that month's project, with easy-to-follow instructions written for kids and an educational magazine so the learning continues. And with 7 lines to choose from, KiwiCo is great for kids of all ages. KiwiCo, a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel any time. Monthly options start at $16.95 per month, shipping included. Our listeners can go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get their first month free. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. Now, I am sure, as we are having this discussion,
yes,
this disc jockey dumb discussion, that we have listeners that are probably
builders.
They're screaming out of
their minds.
There are rules
exactly
and regulations.
What's going on? Maybe even the standard thing.
Remember when I joked about putting a piece of paper up on my window and saying if it looks at least like a little like a permit, people really aren't going to pay attention.
Yeah, you were going to fashion a fake permit.
And then I joked about it. I said, what if Schmosker Schmantana put like this, like a graph paper up and no one's going to know? Oh, we got it. We got it with 2 barrels about how dare you. Somebody works in that office. No.
Well, you also have to have an inspection usually with any contracting. So putting that paper up in advance is not going to make a difference.
No.
You're still going to have a building inspector come out and do it.
Yes.
So when last we checked, so they dig the trench.
Yeah. Trench warfare, Mike.
And at that point, they should be able to identify what is required to put the addition on.
At any point, did you or Shannon ask why there needed to be a trench the width of your land when they're only trying to determine something that is next to your house?
They said that they need to figure out, they have to match the depth of the footer of the houses next door because they're townhouses.
Understood.
So,
but to do that, you don't need to dig up the middle of your backyard. You just need to go next to theirs, right?
Yeah. But
you're probably putting a bearing wall up. You're probably putting a wall up.
Oh, sure.
See,
you're probably
now
pouring
he's using
a foundation.
Like jargon I've heard before.
That's load-bearing wall,
And the footers are, put in before the foundation is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the trench, hopefully, the way I would understand it, after that, you would put in your footers and then you would build your foundation.
So the trench is actually the first step of construction in addition.
I would think so.
I would hope so.
Okay, so you would
Did
hope
they say
so.
That to
You'd
you?
Hope so. So they do the trench and the guy's like, this is Saturday. Not raining Saturday.
Right.
This is this past Saturday.
This past Saturday. All right. And he's like, we're at 7 feet, my friend. And I said, okay.
Oh, now he's what? Ricardo Montalban?
He's at 7 feet. They've gone down seven feet.
That's a lot.
He goes, we got to keep going. Gonna have to come back tomorrow. And I said,
Are they digging with shovels?
Yeah. These poor, I got them 2 Domino's pizzas. They had a great deal. and I fed them well. But these poor guys are just digging, brick by brick, because they have to put everything back when they're done, it's like it never happened. It's surreal that this even has to happen.
So hold on.
Yes. It's not
so when you say brick by brick, do you mean they've like they've taken apart your patio
yes.
in order to dig?
Yeah.
But the dirt is just dirt.
No, so this is what's, I guess this is why it costs so much.
Mike, there are many layers underneath, to this onion.
Underneath my house is two or three more layers of bricks because it used to be an alley. So these old streets in Georgetown used to have other, like this house was built on an alleyway. So you will find probably three layers of bricks underneath that.
And because it's historic, ideally it has to be put back the way it was.
That's the word I'm getting.
That sucks for days.
Yes. So these guys, they take the day, and then the next day the heavens open up and I get a call. And I was like, you guys can't come, I guess, because, you know.
So you have a pool there now? Do you have a river?
You have a moat.
It's a moat. Yeah, I said, Shannon, we have a moat.
Is it full of water?
We have a moat.
Full of water?
No, it's not absolutely full of water. It's enough water to drown a dog or anything
or, a rat.
Or something else. Yeah,
rats will swim, yeah. Mike. Okay. The rats will swim.
So,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I hope you just have a yes or no answer for this.
Oh, ain't happening.
This is making my brain. Is all this just a process to get your are they saying to you that this is going to be accomplished? Is this just the beginning of
Getting an okay for the kitchen?
All right.
The first step, Mike, the first step is three workmen playing Mexican Jenga in his backyard as they take all the bricks out.
I get that it's a historical district and that's why you have to go through these extra stages, but my God, how expensive.
So also tell me next time we're all having a bad day or, oh man, I hate this email process. Look back there. Look at these guys sometimes and be like, man, like I literally felt guilty walking upstairs and being like, I feel like I should be out there helping them.
Yeah.
Like,
no, there are people down here. You know, yesterday was 1000 degrees and they're putting because the spoiled children are coming back now. And they go into a fire drill mode down here, and they are spreading pine straw everywhere. All the places that I've the people that are full timers down here, they go, oh, F them. They're now because they want it to look, so they cover up the crap with pine straw. And these guys are working their asses off. They did almost the entire community in one day.
The spoiled children from Indiana.
I'm dropping my son off at the school bus this morning, and he says, Dad, what's that? And I recognize this is where we had the jail people discussion.
Yes.
They started laughing.
Yes.
If I get to it, I'll tell you that we had another laugh fest tomorrow.
That's good.
His thing. He wants to laugh with Daddy. And then they have the giant van come in with all the workers. Mm-hmm. And if you think you work hard or you think you have a tough day, imagine the people, you know, these people that have been so demonized in our country that work their asses. Come to Southwest Florida. If you want to get a little perspective on people really, really working jobs that, Johnny Lillywhite don't seem to want to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty.
That's certainly and I'm telling you as a Latino, Shan's like, why do you keep going out there? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. Part of me feels guilty. Part of me says, thank you for doing this job.
Yeah.
You know.
And you want to be part of
guilty.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, they're making a living and they're, you know. You should definitely realize that they're doing it and, you know, they were born somewhere else and they might have a language barrier and these are human beings.
Yeah.
Anyway, I could go on and on and on.
But she wasn't saying, why do you keep going? She was more like, you're speaking to them in Spanish, like you're talking to them about, you know, and I was like,
hi, how are you? How's your life
just,
going?
I want to you treat people like humans. Like it doesn't matter, you know,
amen.
Like you.
I love that about you, it. Man. Mm-hmm. I really do. That's great. All right. So now we got a hole
in the backyard. Now we're waiting for the final, I guess, inspection to say. Now that we had a structural engineer come through,
I gotta ask.
They found a footer 9.5 feet down. This guy said we can build a basement if we want to. I said we don't have a budget for a basement, sir. I'm just trying to get this one little kitchen built.
So your house is about 11 or 12 feet wide, right? So
it's 11 feet.
Okay, wide. Let's say with the fence, we're talking about 12 feet total.
Yes.
So you got 12 wide, 9 deep, 9.5 deep.
Yes.
How wide is the trench?
It's the length of the backyard.
No, but the I mean, it's the whole depth of your backyard.
No. You how deep? No.
No, how wide is it?
Oh, how wide is it? I would say it's
width of his house.
No,
because I'm talking. It's 9 deep, 12 wide. Right. But how much across?
My brain's starting to hurt.
This wingspan, like
about a yard.
About a yard.
They have displaced so much dirt. Where is the dirt and bricks? Is it all stacked in your yard?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And can they if they get the approval, can they begin to? So you're basically going to have a bearing. You're going to have a wall, a concrete wall that's 9 feet, massive concrete wall.
Yes.
Your kitchen's not going anywhere. That's for sure. And you have a deep enough wall where you could actually dig down and put a concrete floor down there and have a basement.
It's approximately, Mike, 300 cubic feet of earth displaced to make that hole.
All right.
Think of that.
By hand. Oh. Right? All right. Next steps is finding a contractor that will build that isn't booked up through 2020.
Oh, so you have to keep the hole until it starts building.
Oh, no. I'm having them to fill the hole. I'm not living this life where my dog dies in trench warfare. Like, I can't do this.
Good luck. Yeah, so, we wish you the very best of luck.
That was
guys.
Very heartfelt.
Yeah.
good luck.
I hope you do well with that. Good luck with that. I really want to see
I've looked
you get
into
a kitchen.
Moving. It's not feasible. Yeah. It just isn't.
All right. Well, if you get a kitchen,
as my sister said, are you priced out? I said, yeah. That was the best way to put it.
Well, you know what? You might want to think about, tapping, dad instead of a Mercedes. You might want to think about getting that basement.
No.
A little extra space. How about your own little cave?
My Mercedes! Nice.
You know what's amazing is both the hole and the Mercedes both have water in the bottom of them.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we would be not doing our job if we did not talk about Nats. Fever. Nats fever. Tonight's the big game. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Oh, yeah. Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
And they all jump up in the air like Ron Burgundy. All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. What actually makes better toothbrushes? I will tell you, industrial strength power? No. Space age polymers? Nope. Multiple modes? No. If you ask your dentist, they will tell you it's less about the brush. It's less about the brush.
About the brush.
And more about how you use it. That's why you need Quip. Quip is the electric toothbrush designed to focus on what actually matters for your oral health, healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations and built-in timer ensure that you brush for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, Charlie, resulting in an even clean. Also, Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months, too, for clean new bristles right on schedule. It's simple to use and comes with
a travel cap. Yeah!
That doubles as a mirror mount. Travel cap.
Mirror mount.
Travel cap doubles as a mirror mount. Travel cap doubles as a mirror mount. Travel cap doubles as travel cap doubles as travel cap doubles as a mirror mount. Thank you very much. It's wonderful. Also, it's simple to use. Comes with wonderful features. Put Quip on your mirror and make brushing Love something it. You actually want to do twice a day. Quip starts at $25. You'll get a first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. This is a simple way to support our show and start brushing better, but you have to go to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your Washington Nationals are going to be playing this evening in the World Series. And
said it all year long.
What is the mood?
Nats,
what is
Nats,
the mood?
Nats.
What is the mood in our nation's capital? Tell me, paint a picture for me, because I know you're
Beaver pitch.
All the media up there.
It is huge, and everyone, they're all doing the man on the street stuff on every newscast, every time, and everybody's been a fan all season. That's the amazing thing.
All right, I will now play the role of a Washington Nationals fan.
Great.
And you be the man on the street, Tommy McFly interviewer. Yeah. And I'll answer a question, all right?
Hey, are you very excited about the Nats playing their first World Series game tonight?
Oh, man, this is great. It's really great for the city. It's really exciting, and I know that everybody's really excited about it.
How long have you been a Nats fan?
My whole life.
Yeah.
I love the team. I love the Nats.
Who's
Nats,
your favorite pitcher?
I love them all. There you go. That's it.
And scene. And scene.
That's exactly what it is.
This is the same scenario we went through with the Caps. When they finally got to the Stanley Cup, we knew who the real Caps fans were, and we knew who the frauds were.
You're right.
Right?
You're right. Absolutely. And I was a lifetime Washington Capitals fan, and I am now a second-season hockey fan. So I really only turn it on and get into it. Ralph, I'm going to be going up to a Tampa game when the Caps come into town.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. But you know, as someone who paid for season tickets, followed the team, adopted the team when I moved to the area. And by the way, most people in D.C. were transient, so we have to adopt the team when we come to the city.
Yes, of course.
And, you know, I'm not going to diss Nats fans because there are people that have grown up here, old people like me, that, you know, lost the Senators and grew up with the Senators. They lost their baseball team. And then, you know, they were excited when it came back. I will always be bitter that they did not name that team the Washington Senators.
Mm. I
thought they really should have kept up with the tradition and done that, but they didn't, and so they're...
Well, the Wizards still bother me, you know.
The Wizards bother me. I like the Bullets.
The Baltimore Bullets. Let's go way back.
The Baltimore Bullets who became the Washington.
Yes.
No, you have guns. Don't do it.
But I do like the fact, Mike, one thing, I like to offer coverage that no one else is offering. Tonight, they are playing in Houston, and they're playing at Minute Maid Park.
Well, it's another day. Hey, save some for Dad now. Minute Maid, the best there is.
So it's a great park.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. I tell you something, those Nats don't win the game.
Oh, no.
Gary's going to get what fur, that's for sure.
Right on the
forehead. I guess it's a Minute Maid Park. I'll be rooting for the Astros tonight. If those Stros don't pull off the big W in game number one, ba-ba-ba-boo, Gary's going to fall down the stairs again.
Again.
What's that? Yes, sirree. Go Nats. Yeah.
So for everybody that's now on the bandwagon, it's annoying, and I'm one of them, so I understand that for you true Nats fans. For the city, though, and the energy you feel in the city, it's a happy place to be this week.
It is.
It is a happy place to be, Mike.
I like the Nationals' chances in Game 1 simply because I think Max Scherzer is a gamer. I think he's a tough guy, and I think he's a great pitcher. And, you know, there are no slouches over in Houston, but I like the Nats' chances, and we'll have to see what happens. Should be exciting.
You want to look in your crystal ball and call it now?
Yeah, what do you see, Mike?
You know, it's hard to say, but I don't think you're going to have a... I don't think it's necessarily going to be a pitcher's duel, but it's going to be a battle, and these teams are beautifully matched up. I think it's going to be a lot. It's going to be exciting. I look for Max Scherzer to give him a lot of innings, and then we'll see what happens. But Houston's on that high after beating the Yankees. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Also, but the Nats are better rested. Will that be a factor?
Yeah. What about?
I'm not sure.
What about an actual prediction?
I don't think that ever really matters. I don't think that.
Just
tonight,
guess.
I like the. Oh, you mean for the whole series?
Yes.
Or tonight.
Yeah. The series.
Series.
Series. Be honest.
I like Houston in six.
Oh! Kick to the nuts! Oh, my God! Of all things, didn't even hesitate. He just said it.
He did.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but I'd like to see the Nats win, and I'd like to see some great baseball. And by the way, that walk-off, and even though I didn't stay up and watch it, it was a pretty spectacular baseball right now. It's having one of those years You got a new team that hasn't been there in a while. You got a real exciting ALCS against the Yankees. You got baseball on everybody's mind. There'll be something in news you may not need about it, which is fun. Lots of stuff going on. So, you know, would you guys like to get on the prediction
train? Oh, absolutely. Well, Rob, go ahead.
I believe
there are seven games. Just to let you know, best of seven.
Really, four, Oscar? Just then. And what is the actual, I don't know, have my rule book in front. What is the actual definition of an asshole?
Oh.
No, stop behaving.
Someone yourself. That's late to work today.
Ah, and not the 300 shows before it?
I think when Rob gives you an insult, he opens his mouth like he does in his pictures. And not the three. So Rob will go like this. Rob, this is what I hope this translates on camera. Rob will go, and not the 300 shows before it?
Oh, snap.
Face.
No, I have a mechanical understanding of the rules of baseball.
Okay.
I think that the Nats will not win tonight, but I think they will win in five.
Oh, in five.
Yeah.
Well, this
are you ready for the MVP?
Yes.
Oh,
I think.
Are you talking about yourself in third person again?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to fake it anymore. I'm not going to fake it. It's Nats Wheeler. It's exciting. Oscar, would you like to predict?
Of course. So this is going to work in my favor because then I won't go to an actual game.
Right.
But I think the Nats are going to sweep them.
You think the Nats are going to sweep you? Are the ultimate homer. You're so full of crap.
And what's so great is he turned that in.
I'll text you tonight. I'm going to try to stay up. It's hard. I'm going to try to stay up. I'm going to try to stay up, but it's really hard.
I think really sweet that Oscar took the time to predict the sweep and make it about himself. Yeah, because his lead story was, well, then I don't get to go to a game, but
I'm going to sacrifice that for the greater good.
We'll see what happens. Go Nats!
Go Nats!
To be exciting World Series baseball, everybody. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's news you may not need right here. I love this show on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, the phone.
Hello? The Yak Shack line is ringing. The Yak Shack line is ringing.
Hey! It's time to cheer. The Yak Shack's here.
Shut up.
So call up when you're full of beer. We're all in store for fun rapport. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-MORE.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Zappos. You all know that TMOS is gearing up to celebrate our 10th anniversary, but did you know that Zappos turns 20 this year? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zappos. Happy birthday to you. 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. We love the people at Zappos. Love their culture. They're just such a good group of people out there, and they show it to you, the consumer, thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names. Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. We are excited to continue our thriving partnership with Zappos, and we celebrate it with our return to Las Vegas for our 10th anniversary, hosted by our friends at Zappos. We're going to be in their theater. We're looking forward to seeing that theater again. Our partnership built on listener support. So whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere, basically, if you wear it, get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner, because even though they are partners with us, we still like to show them what we got.
Show the love.
Flex that TMOS
muscle.
As always, Zappos.com provides fast free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thanks to Zappos.com, there's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos, and we will see you in Las Vegas.
News.
This is an interesting story. Rob Lowe basically invented the sex tape scandal back in 1988. I can't believe it was that long ago.
God,
I remember
was
what
it?
A big, 30, big story.
31 years ago. Wow. Yeah.
At a Democratic convention, I think.
Yep.
A video leaked of a threesome he'd had in Atlanta. It turned out one of the women was 16 at the time, although he claimed he didn't know. Even though he never made a dime on his sex tape, like so many others have since when they become a badge of honor.
Sure.
As our society is kind of deteriorating.
Right, Pony?
Rob still says it's the best thing that ever happened to him. Quote, it got me sober. Sober got me married. I've been married 29 years, and I have two great sons. I don't think any of that happens without going through that scandal. You know what?
Wow.
Winner, Rob Lowe, little W on his forehead, taking adversity. And
a curly W.
I've heard him do long form interviews. He is so well adjusted and such a good guy. And
well,
still,
can you imagine? I mean,
dreamy.
Isn't it great to see? He's so dreamy.
He is.
Yes, he is. Yeah. And he's also, you know, he looks like he'll be 30 for his entire life.
Yep, exactly. Ageless. You
know? Yeah. It's amazing. Speaking of aging not well, I'm throwing this out to you. I want to see how you react.
Okay.
I got a little bad taste in my mouth listening to who the source was.
All right.
Barbara Walters turned 90 last month, but things might not be going so well. Take that with a grain of salt.
Okay.
90 is 90.
90's old.
It can happen fast. I know that. I've seen it. Rosie O'Donnell says,
quote,
I don't think she's up to speaking to people now. I think she's a wonderful... Yeah, right?
Come
I think she's
on.
A wonderful woman, and it's hard to age in America. Never mind if you're internationally famous. She added, quote, I'll always love and respect her, and I think she's a great person. Okay.
Why would you even say that?
I don't
Barbara Walters issued a statement that Rosie O'Donnell is not up to climbing stairs.
I just don't know. You know,
even if it's true,
you don't say
it's so ambiguous.
Oh, just say she's great.
It's such an ambiguous quote that it's like, what? Because she's like had a stroke and she can't speak,
and then you
or because she doesn't want to go out in public because she's old and she's done with that.
And then also don't end it with, but she's a great person and I admire her.
Yeah,
because it's like totally distancing yourself from it.
Right.
She's a bad person, Rosie O'Donnell. Bad person.
Question to you guys. You think we'll have a little backlash on that, or do you think it'll even get enough of a buzz to get backlash?
It would be the next 24 hours. We'll see. But you know what? If there's any sort of falseness to it, I bet Barbara Walters comes out and appears and makes a statement.
Like she does like a selfie video on Instagram.
She's a tough kid.
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't seen Barbara Walters. You know, I have no idea what she's going to, you know, whether she is with it, whether she's suffering some debate. Yeah, that makes me wonder. You know? Because, I mean, it wasn't all that long ago that Baba Wawa was on the tube.
Was so doing the show, yeah.
All right, getting back to the game, Houston Astros pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. is giving World Series tickets to some fans who were taunted by New York Yankee fans at Game 5 of the ALCS.
Yankees fans did that?
Last Friday. Yeah.
Wow.
Worst fans I've ever seen as far as treating players badly.
Yeah.
Sorry. The three fans were visiting New York and scored tickets to the game. They decided to wear Astros gear, which naturally made them a target, since Yankee fans aren't known for being classy. One guy tried to start a fight, and others threw food and a beer at them. I watched the videos of this. Eventually, security came, escorted the Astros fans to other seats so they could finish watching the game. McCullers said, quote, fans of all teams should be celebrated for loving the game, not treated like that. I look forward to having you watch a World Series game in Houston on me.
Oh, that's pretty
very
cool.
Good.
That's pretty
very,
cool.
Very, very
didn't
cool.
Didn't have to do
and
that. Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's a see. It is all by degree. I have been to enemy stadiums. I have been the victim of people yelling from the other team. I have given people that are fans of the other team that are in the home ballpark a hard time verbally. Here's the difference. There are two videos that surface. One where they're being let out, all right?
Yeah.
And there's a kid involved.
Yeah.
That pisses me
that.
Off. That's up to other Yankee fans to say, knock it off. Well, they throw a beer on the guy. There's that. That's the line right there. You can say, hey, you suck and stuff, don't make it so personal. Another one was in the urinal. They're giving the Yankee guys, the Astros guys crap. And, you know, it's normal. But the guy's just looking around. Then a guy turns around, throws a half full beer at him.
Yeah.
Hits him in the back of the head.
God.
That's crap. You know, that's just not cool.
That's non-urinal etiquette.
Right. Yeah, it is bad.
You're like, you already got your back to somebody and you're doing something private. Why throw a beer?
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got tickets out of it. Anyway, let's move along here. Remember when you were young and that extra. Okay, stop. No. Stop.
Maybe
stop.
It's the urinal.
It's the hotline.
I swear to God.
It's fine.
Have you guys been getting blown up by robocalls lately? I have.
I get calls from a guy and his name is Spam Risk.
Yes.
Thanks for labeling them. Appreciate that.
Possibly spam.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Remember when you were young and that extra cupcake didn't go straight to your thighs or gut? 2,000 people were asked what they'd eat if they could eat like a kid. Here's what the average American's full day of kid meals would look like. Let me see. We'd start out with yogurt for breakfast.
What?
Excuse me? Who did this? Followed by pizza for lunch, ice cream as a midday snack, pizza again for dinner. Whoever put this together was L-A-Z-Y. This is not true.
It's big dairy.
We can do it right here.
They're missing the key ingredient, which is peanut butter. All right. I can no longer eat peanut butter because of my issues. Mm. And I love peanut butter. So it would definitely, there'd be at least a PB&J in there somewhere.
I would say a Big Mac.
I would probably have peanut butter and jelly at some point. I would have peanut butter and jelly.
A hamburger?
That's probably.
I love a hamburger.
Is good. Yeah, a McDonald's hamburger, which everybody likes.
I would take the yogurt and throw it at a Yankees fan standing at a urinal.
Thank you. Absolutely.
God, so that's not yogurt.
That's going to stain.
There would be ice cream, too. There will be ice cream, of course. Some people enjoy raking leaves. Maybe your kids like to jump in the piles. Popular Science did a big write-up on why it's better to hit all those dead leaves with your lawnmower a few times. The idea is basically turn them into mulch. Then, over the winter, tiny microbes eat the carbon and create nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur, which are all good for your grass. So you might have to mow them more often than once to really chop them up. But if you do, you'll end up with a thicker, healthier lawn in the spring. So raking is not necessary.
However, if I'm not mistaken, it depends on the leaf. And that maple leaves are very nutritious and oak leaves are a little acidic. So you may want to check your sources.
And how healthy your lawn is.
That's true.
Well, this might apply to people in areas with a lot of snow that would go with the maple thing.
Excuse me.
That was a really naturally occurring DJ Phil in the wild in its natural habitat. And then leaves.
People in areas with a lot of snow just have to make sure they do it before steady snow starts.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey,
I would gather
that. No need to rake before you plow.
You want to mow your leaves over before the snow starts. Because you don't want to take your lawnmower out. Duh. What is wrong? You know what?
Can you use a push mower while it's snowing?
Oh, yeah. Fun. Hope Richard's still enjoying my blower. And now a little
That's a category.
Men with psychopathic traits seem to have an easier time attracting women.
Ooh.
According to a new study that used an evolutionary psychology framework to examine the relationship between psychopathy and sexuality. It might seem that psychopaths, individuals whom psychologists describe as parasitic, lacking goals, capable of feeling love or remorse, that they would be uniquely disadvantaged in creating good impressions on women. However, recent research indicates that men with psychopathic traits tend to have more sexual partners, are more likely to act on their sexual fantasies, and are more open to short-term sexual affairs, and have sex at an earlier age.
Mm. Mm.
I'd love to talk about this some more, but I have to get to my group therapy session with David Spade. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Very good. Yeah, I don't know how I did it either. I don't think I'm a psychopath, though. People my whole life been looking at me and looking at her and going,
what?
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here. I'm tired. On the Mike O'Meara show. Hi. This is Tom Rogal.
All right, I'm done.
I love it.
Tom.
Now I know you love it.
Tom's gone.
I'm sorry. It's too much.
Note to self. No more Tom.
Work me like a whore.
Okay.
Work me like a dirty whore.
And then we'll make promos after that.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara show. What's the matter, baby cakes? Why are you so blue?
Oh.
Is it because the Lifetime Network is reuniting all four girls from the Facts of Life for a holiday movie? Amazingly, it's true. Blair, Tootie, Joe, and Natalie together again with a plot that probably involves mashed potatoes, just to guess. You're right to be sad. Without the late Charlotte Ray, I knew she'd be in here. I didn't read it. I was just waiting for Charlotte Ray. Without the late Charlotte Ray as the very box Edna Garrett. You're twisted. You're a twisted man.
You're hot.
This film is dead in the water. What you need is a cast of characters you can depend on, like the folks on the TMOS bonus show. Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, Tootie. Pony. It's a can't-miss commercial-free, unscripted, unrestricted, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS. Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the assport. Copyright. TMOS 2019. The TMOS Bonus Show, brought to you by Best Products. Fun. Since 1957, Best Products features home furnishings, consumer electronics, jewelry, housewares, toys, and, of course, encyclopedias. More fun. You'll love Best. because they employ the catalog showroom concept. Select your display item in the store, and then saleable versions of the merchandise are retrieved from storage and delivered to a customer service area for your subsequent purchase. Even more fun. Look for best product on the NASDAQ exchange as Best Q. But look hard, because they vacated their headquarters in January of 1998. Not so fun. Remember, it's hard to be best when you're closed. Thank you. Oh, my God. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, October 22nd, CPAP Doctor Day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yay. Yeah,
why do they keep tomorrow. Sucking us in, Oscar?
Oh.
The Star Wars people.
Oh, no.
Even that horrible game last night, people tuned in just because they knew they were going to show the first trailer. I think this morning, about 8 or 9 hours after it posted on Facebook, it had 50 million views. The one clip from the trailer that has everybody buzzing, and this is the Rise of Skywalker. It's coming out this Christmas, I think December 20th, is this clip of C-3PO. C-3PO, the only person or the only character, Anthony Daniels, as C-3PO, who's been in all 9 of the movies.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir. At my friends.
So immediately the internet exploded that C-3PO is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
My personal theory is that they're going to disassemble him and repurpose him so they can bring him back.
Like a recycle.
Yeah, but I have to admit, I get bitter with all the hype and all the stuff, and it's been a part of my life my whole life, but I do get excited when I see the trailer.
Do you get a little verklempt when you think of C-3PO, a fake robot?
I do dying. Not, although lots of people have said genuine tears when they saw it. I am not emotionally invested in a robot, but it looks to be a great film.
The film, the trailer, and I'm not a Rube follower, but I got to tell you that the films have been pretty good.
I love Kylo Ren. I love Kylo Ren as a villain. I think Rey is a great protagonist.
And if this is going to be the final chapter within this, storyline,
yep,
then you got to see it.
And also Carrie Fisher is coming back in previously shot footage, which is going to be kind of cool.
Oh, when I saw the when I saw the trailer,
yes,
no, I didn't see it.
There was a moment before the show when we said, "Do you want to see the trailer?" And you said, no.
F no.
Oh, I said F no. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. It was what we like to call a bleepable moment.
No, it's a big part of your life. And
it has been my whole life.
I understand, because it makes you feel older and that things do not last, and the sadness of the seasons of a man's life.
Wow.
Well, it's true.
I know. I hate it.
C-3PO's death is kind of like, you know, you're inevitable.
Well,
death.
C-3PO has been replaced by CPAP. It's all, you know, just a cycle.
Right.
It's a cycle.
Yeah, and at least I use mine.
Oh, that's right. That's true. That's true. Well, I like
to sleep. I'm going to be lobbying for the new tech today, because I've got new insurance.
Like the little guy?
Yeah.
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 They have one that's like a clip-on, right?
Oh, a little guy. What's the new one?
Like
I have a wonderful CPAP doctor.
Mm.
She's lovely.
She?
Oh.
Are you sure it's not a nurse?
No.
Okay, just checking. A lot of times women are nurses and men are doctors.
No, I mean, you know, smart women.
Where's your noise?
I'm just kidding, of course.
That is his noise.
That's the noise.
Sure it's not a nurse or a flight attendant?
Yeah, maybe a teacher.
Or a waitress. What's going on, Stuart? What's going on at the end of this show?
What's next?
We're just being silly. Like this man who was filming a tornado on his deck while he was in the tornado. He's from Texas.
Go in the tornado! In the tornado!
Perhaps disappointedly, he was not injured.
Oh, he didn't get sucked into
he didn't end up in Oz.
All right.
Drop a house on another woman.
Yeah. And by the way, if he'd been in Oz, it would have been, come out wherever you are.
Mike, it's beginning. Remember when every time Tom Hanks does a movie, things start happening? Now he's talking about the magic of Fred Rogers. So Tom Hanks in our face.
Mr. Rogers calmly and
even in the way he's talking is pissing me
off
now.
Sounds like a trailer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And this is an interview.
Yeah.
This is an interview.
Mr. Rogers calmly and patiently send out a message that it's okay to be confused and I like you just the way you are. He always gave somebody a chance to just be special on their own without any expectations. Thank you for that perspective.
It's okay to be confused.
Just
like the way I'm confused that Tom Hanks wants to play every person who's ever lived.
Yeah. You know, how many people that sound like Fred Rogers, God right. rest his soul, would be, you know, would be, well, he was poked fun at.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
years
yeah,
and yeah, years, yeah, yeah, yeah. you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going there.
Okay.
I could go there, but I'm not going. I'm not going to go to my father.
Please.
And what my father said about
okay.
Mr. Rogers.
Please.
Maybe during a bonus show.
No. But yeah. my father was goddamn funny. About
we
it.
Can hear it during a bonus show. Please.
Okay. Very good. Okay,
do you think he will be as effective as Fred Rogers as he was as Captain Sullenberger, as he was as Walt Disney, as he was as the guy who built the house?
Yeah. And, you know, and it's sad that you and I are seemingly. Your sale on turning me against Tom Hanks is working.
Apollo 13.
Although,
yeah,
yeah, but yeah, I mean, it just gets to
bosom
a point
buddies.
Where, yeah,
yeah. All of bosom the great buddies. Tom Hanks projects.
That's right.
Let's say, Mike, are you still? Do you still have that place in Lusby, Maryland?
I do.
I know I you. Love the, it. I know the Calvert County taxes are killing you.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, show me a better place to shoot pigeons.
They had a tremendous storm yesterday in Lusby, and thanks to a security camera, a tree crashed into a living room. Pretty good sound here. Please know this, despite the wailing children, no one was seriously hurt.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's horrible.
We're fine, though.
That's horrible. You're sick.
That's
where your meter was off again. That's where you're...
They're fine.
Can you turn that down just a little bit?
No, I think probably would have played better louder.
Oh, my God. That is terrifying.
Everybody's fine. Everybody's
fine. You're mad at the world, and you show with your tunes.
Hey, hold on. Let me set it up differently.
Okay.
All right. 1968, Thanksgiving at the O'Mara House. All because little Mike dropped the giant cauldron of creamed onions.
Kathy was okay, though.
Yeah, Kathy was fine.
All right. Here's something that is a little more pleasant. Love the fact that we have a new Terminator movie coming out, which means we have a chance to hear very, very full of himself Arnold again.
Doing oh, good. Interviews. I love Cocky Arnold.
Cocky Arnold is the best because do you know what role he plays at the beginning of the new Terminator?
What?
A drapery salesman.
Well, in order to infiltrate and in order to be like, to blend in, I am a drapery salesman.
Did you choose that? Could you have been an electrician, a plumber, anything?
No, that's actually Jim Cameron's idea, but I then developed the character a little bit more and then improvised some of the lines that are very funny.
It is very funny. You will laugh.
Adorable.
You will laugh.
I improvised some of the lines that are very funny.
Jim
what
Cameron.
Show was he on? You was he on Wendy Williams?
No, that's a British talk show, and I don't have the name of it in front of me.
Right.
But
okay.
It was. But
what's
just,
her name? Graham Norton. Sorry, she's having fun. I'm just kidding. Just having a little fun.
Improvise some of the lines. You will laugh. You will laugh.
Yeah. Jim.
Hey, Mike, he's piecing people off at the end of the show today. All the groups. All the groups. Send him your letters.
Letter. Can we close with this? Mike, Iggy Pop looks great. Really
yeah,
just
does.
A portrait of health.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
He was on a British talk show, and he admitted that he's done everything, including smoking spider webs.
Are you surprised you're still here?
No.
I remember talking to you once, and I think you'd said that you stuck your tongue into an electric socket in the wall.
Well, it was an electric train transformer.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I'm saying I'm surprised you're still here.
I tried spider webs, too.
You ate spider webs?
Well, I tried to smoke them.
Wow.
But, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I mean... Well, the spider webs, was it a pleasant experience in any way?
No. They were harsh.
The spider webs were harsh, and if we take away anything from today's show, spider webs are harsh. That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Wow. We could get a lot of letters in the last 5 minutes of that show. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, always open the TMOS Yak Shack at 888-920-6673. We would love to get you to send us a yak or two. And also, Rob takes your letters every week, too.
Yes.
Letters, cards,
offerings,
gifts,
yaks.
Offerings, sacrifices.
You know what would be nice this week?
Waitress outfits.
A consideration.
Yeah, we never got our picks.
Oh, my
God.
God.
Right? Mañana.
Oh, no. Mañana. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Patty, can you do it in 30?
No, it requires a lot of time.
Okay, it requires a lot of time. She wants her segment. You'll get it tomorrow, Maddie. You'll get it tomorrow for Rob Spiewak, Maddie Masiello, Porty Boy Matt Bloom, Rob Spiewak, and the entire cast and crew. Michael Mayer saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
I warned you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Be kind, people. Be kind. Can you do that for me, please? Thank you.